Police investigating the death of a man on Canton's northeast side. The repository reports 41-year-old Jake Young was found in his home in the 1600 block of St. Elmo Avenue Tuesday evening. The death being investigated as a homicide. Neighbor reported finding the man's body just before 6 o'clock. He told police he had gone to the home to meet the man and found the back door open. He also said the doorbell camera had been removed and was lying in the front yard. The Cuyahoga County Medical Examiner's Office is conducting an autopsy. A woman charged with aggravated murder after allegedly drowning her 4-year-old son at Atwood Lake is in the Tuscarawas County Jail. 40-year-old Ruth Miller of Millersburg was transferred from a mental health facility Monday. A bond hearing and preliminary hearing scheduled Friday in New Philadelphia Municipal Court. Miller, her husband, and their children were camping at the lake August 23rd when she's accused of throwing the boy into the water and later driving into the lake on a golf cart carrying the 3 other children. Father, 45-year-old Marcus Miller, had earlier drowned during what was called an act of faith. Authorities say the woman was experiencing a mental health crisis. Federal grand juries indicted 8 people on charges resulting from immigration and identity theft-related violations. The 8 defendants were found at a Canton manufacturing facility August 6th. 4 were previously removed from the United States but were found in Ohio without consent from the U.S. Attorney General or the Secretary of Homeland Security. 7 are from Guatemala, while 1 is from El Salvador. They range in age from 21 to 55. Charges include illegal reentry of removed alien and misuse of Social Security number. Criminal charges filed against the owner of the former McCaskey Register Company property in Alliance. Demolition of the South Union Avenue property began in 2021, but cleanup was delayed multiple times. Canton-based Marshall Land Company is charged in Alliance Municipal Court with an unclassified misdemeanor, a failure to comply with a notice of violation or order, and removal of debris from a wrecking site. If the owner is convicted or takes a plea deal, the judge will likely give 20 or 30 days and then schedule a review of the case. If necessary, Law Director Caitlin Weyer says the city could finish the job and be reimbursed. Arraignment scheduled for September 15th. Alliance City Council puts the brakes on an appointment to the Greater Alliance Development Corporation. Mayor Andy Grove proposed Jorge Mendoza for a 3-year term. Councilman Ed Lonas, filling in as president, invoked a point of order Tuesday due to the item not being an ordinance or resolution. The appointment was referred to Finance Committee for review. Lonas said council did not receive a resume and had no discussion about his qualifications. Grove questioned the decision, but Law Director Caitlin Weyer says it was probably the right call. Mendoza is running as a Democrat for an at-large seat on council. Council approved legislation to contract for street pavement condition assessment at a cost of no more than $30,000. Louisville City Council Tuesday gave initial approval to an employee contract. WDPN's David Scherer has more.
Full-time employees of the Public Works Department will receive a 3.5% pay increase under the new contract, effective retroactively for 2025. A 2% pay increase will be given for both 2026 and 2027. In the event that non-union employees receive a greater increase, those in the union will see their pay increase to match. A public hearing will be held on September 15th prior to final council action. City Manager Andy Taroski advised council that the recycle bins on North Chapel Street will be relocated to the west edge of the Public Works parking lot on West Main Street.
Massillon man is jailed following a chase involving police in Columbiana County. Around 7:15 Sunday night, a sheriff's deputy and an East Liverpool police officer attempted to pull over a reported stolen vehicle on State Route 39. The driver, identified as 41-year-old Van Jones, was wanted on felony charges in Ohio, including robbery and intimidation of a witness. Jones had also reportedly made threats of suicide and homicide and was believed to be armed. He reportedly drove away into West Virginia on Route 30. He was arrested after the vehicle stopped near the Chester exit. He also faces charges in West Virginia, including transporting stolen property, fleeing, and driving with a suspended license. Federal civil rights lawsuit filed in connection with an alleged hazing incident involving the Ursuline High School football team. The case filed Tuesday names the high school, its principal, assistant principal, several football coaches, students, and parents as defendants. Players are accused of stripping a student and sexually assaulting him. The alleged incident occurred during a 9-day team trip in June. The suit also alleges other students recorded video and posted it on social media. The school is accused of not investigating the matter, failing to take any disciplinary action, and attempting a cover-up. Youngstown Police and U.S. Marshals investigating after an inmate at the city's private prison was fatally stabbed Sunday night. Officers responded around 6:30 to the Northeast Ohio Correctional Center. One inmate was released from his cell on the top tier and stabbed two inmates, then went to a room downstairs and was attacked by four others who stabbed him. He was taken to St. Elizabeth Health Center where he died. The first two inmates were also treated at a hospital for their injuries.